Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Roadmap. As always, we're your hosts, Ryan and Becca. This is the premier podcast created for field service pros to help you grow your business, stay on top of the latest trends, and help you provide even more value to the communities that you serve. So today, we're actually super excited to welcome special guest Marvin Salcido. Marvin is the owner of Salcido Home Solutions. He's a motivational speaker and coach, biggest badass winner, one of the Inc. 5000 fastest growing private businesses. Number... Is it 676?
667? 676? I don't remember.
Yeah. You're up there though. That's what I want to get at. He's up there. So beyond that, part of the Forbes Business Council, owner of several businesses, so much more. You're also a longstanding Service Autopilot member, so thanks for that.
Yes, sir.
All right. So Marvin is also going to be a speaker at the upcoming Service Edge Conference. Becca and I are super excited to talk to you today. So Marvin, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing great.
All right.
Super excited to be here.
Perfect. Yeah, man. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right. So Marvin, for all of our listeners that maybe don't know you yet, could you give us a quick rundown of your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a first generation business owner. Mm-hmm. My primary business is a landscaping company. I started it over 7 years ago. Before that, I was majority shareholder in another multimillion dollar landscape company. But me and my business partner weren't really seeing eye to eye, and it was best for me and my company and my family, for me to walk away and start over. And so that's what I did. I walked away. And, in the last 7 years, I've built that company from nothing to last year. We closed out a little over 5 million in sales. Beyond that, we have been named on the Inc. 5000 fastest growing privately held companies in America list last 2 years in a row. Like you said, I am on the Ford Business Council. About a year and a half ago, I went out and I bought a mechanic shop. Awesome. We did about 1 million in sales last year with the mechanic shop. And then about 8 months ago, we took over a hot rod restoration company called Rodfather's Customs. And we restore classic hot rods from the ground up. I've also got a small real estate company. And I do some business coaching and work with about 22, 23 different companies, helping them grow their business. And then about a month and a half ago, we actually rebranded our landscape company to what it is today. It's now Salcido Home Solutions. And we, in addition to all the lawn and landscaping, we now also offer house cleaning, garage door repair and installation, home remodeling, and HVAC services.
That's a ton of stuff, man. You're everywhere.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Well, when I have a hot rod to rebuild, I'll keep you in mind.
Sounds good.
I was just about to ask, can people come and, like, if they want to rent an hour and, like, drive a hot rod, is that possible?
That's not really what we do.
Okay.
Look pretty.
Yeah. That is super awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I mentioned, Marvin, you're going to be one of the guest speakers at this year's Service Edge Conference. So just for the listeners so that they know what I'm talking about, every year we hold the Service Edge Conference. It's a special event where we get top performers from all of the major service industries together so that they can learn and grow from amazing speakers, connect with other business owners. It's a big networking thing. It's also a ton of fun. So this year, I have to plug it because our stuff. So this year, it'll be from November 9th to the 11th. We're going to be holding it in Plano. You can get tickets and learn more about the event by visiting serviceedgeconference.com.
Awesome.
All right. So that said, Marvin, you've been to a bunch of these before. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Service Edge Conference?
So, man, every one of these conferences that I've been to, I've never failed to come away with something that, one, not only pays for my conference, but allows me to go back and increase my revenue or increase my efficiency, or somehow I come away with some sort of nugget to implement my business and makes me a ton of money. But the thing is, you got to pay attention, take some notes, and never fails, never ever fails that I don't come back with a nugget.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
So what's your most favorite, part
about them?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Becca, I'll let you go. Sorry. All right, my bad.
My favorite part. A lot of it is getting to hang out, get together with other business owners, people that I haven't seen in a year, and getting to see them again and catch up and just talk with them, because a lot of times there's some really great ideas that come just from those conversations.
Awesome. So I know it's a great networking opportunity. I've been able to go to this conference a few times, like in the early days. So for those companies that are coming that might not be as like great at talking as to getting conversation networking, what advice would you give or tips like to take full advantage of this experience? Because like you said, there's so many nuggets to be gained.
So it's easy to go to these conferences, and especially if you don't know anybody, and just sit in the back of the room. But I would encourage you to get out there, get to know people. Even if you're, you know, a little introverted, yep. Force yourself to get out of your shell, meet some new people. And, because, you know, let's face it, it's lonely being a business owner. And when you can get around other people that are like-minded, and it helps not only expand your mind, but you can build those relationships, with people that you can rely on throughout the year. And when you are struggling, you can call them up and say, "Hey man, I'm struggling. I need somebody to talk to right now." And you can just blow off some steam. But if you don't build those relationships, it's so easy to feel isolated and alone. And then of course, you know, all the great knowledge that you're going to get from listening to the speakers, I guarantee you won't come away disappointed.
Beautiful. Awesome. So I imagine a lot of people are probably wearing their own shirts and stuff when they go to these. So, you know, if you're in lawn care, you see someone with a lawn care shirt, go up to them, say, "Hey, if you're in HVAC, plumbing, electrical, cleaning, you know, whatever it is, you'll find somebody there."
Oh yeah.
And I'm be honest with you, even if it's not the same industry, I think you can learn a lot from
absolutely
from just other people in general. But everyone there, for the most part, is going to be business owners, right? So.
Oh yeah. I mean, because let's face it, it's business is business. It doesn't really matter what industry you're in, mm-hmm. especially if you're in the service industry. You're just selling a different widget.
Electrical,
housekeeping. It's a different widget. The same thing is just service, getting out there and helping people.
Yeah. So one of the spins we like to have a lot on Profit Roadmap is from the perspective of a newer business owner. I mean, you started 2016 doesn't feel that recent to me, but in the grand scheme of things, that's not that long ago.
Yeah.
So as someone who lived it, you know, is SCC for someone who's like just getting started?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would encourage somebody to get out to any of these conferences like this and get in there, gather some knowledge. Everybody that I coach, I encourage them to at the bare minimum once a year, go to a conference. But especially the bigger you get, once a quarter, get out there, get away and get some knowledge. Because when I go to these conferences, I go find information that's going to come back, that I'm going to take back with me. Mm-hmm. And that's going to make me 10,000, 50,000, 100,000. I gathered a nugget from a little mini conference, last year that netted me $1 million last year.
That's a lot.
Knowledge, people.
Yeah, it's power and money, it turns out.
Yeah, there you go.
So, so Marvin, you do a lot of these. So when these conferences come up, is it just you that goes from your company? Do you bring other people? What does that look like? What would you recommend?
So, if you're able to bring your team, bring some of your team, some of your higher level people in the company, because one, it helps expand their mind. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times it's so easy to get lost in the weeds, and, you know, they're stuck in the day-to-day grind, you know, they're answering phone calls, dealing with clients, and they may not necessarily see the big vision of where you want to go with the company. And I had somebody that I took with me to a couple of these conferences throughout the year. And after this last one that we went to, she came up to me and she said, "Okay, now I see what you're doing."
Nice.
And it took several of these conferences for her to see where my end goal is. And then something clicked. And you know what? She's on board. Come hell or high water, she's there with me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your end goal, if I can ask?
What is my end goal? I'm probably going to be a 10 or 15 years from now. I'm probably going to end up selling to private equity.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Very good.
All right. So we obviously, you've done a ton of stuff. You've got a lot of accomplishments under your belt. But you're also a previous Biggest Badass winner.
I am the only one that has won first, second, and third place.
Wow. How'd you manage that?
I won multiple years in a row. My first time I won first place, and then I won third, and then I won second.
Nice. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So could you talk to us a little bit about the Biggest Badass Award? So you've gotten first, second, and third place. Right now we're asking people to you know, cut their videos together and tell us why they're the biggest badass. So I guess my question there is what sort of stuff do you think goes into a Biggest Badass video that helps you win it?
Man, it's going to be, how have you grown as a business owner, not only in your business itself, but as you as a person. And, you know, when I was putting my videos together, of course, I have a crazy story. And if you've never heard it, I mean, I'd love to tell you sometime. But, you know, just how the hurdles that I had to go through in order to restart my business. And then as fast as we grew, I mean, we grew crazy fast and we continued to grow. We're putting on pretty close to about $1 million a year right now in gross revenue. And as we add on these other services, I think it's going to ramp that up even faster. I'm anticipating hitting $20 million in the next 3 years.
That's huge.
But I mean, it's a great time. The Biggest Badass video is a great time for you to brag about yourself, brag about your company, and just tell other business owners what you've done, how far you've come. And you know what? It's not only a thing about bragging, but it's encouragement to those other business owners that are out there. Because like I said before, it's lonely out there. And sometimes you feel like you're the only one going through your problems. And then you look, you get there, you watch these videos and you see, you know what? There are other people that are going through the same exact crap that I'm going through. And you know what? Here's how they did it. And they made it through. Now look at them. And if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. I've seen several of them now and like they're inspirational, man. Oh, yeah. They really get the heartstrings going sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I remember some of your early videos for Biggest Badass. And like you mentioned how the Bill's partnership early on, like how important do you think, because people look at failure as like in a negative way sometimes, but also it can be very positive. Like if you had I not gone through this, it would not have pushed me to start a new business or to start this new thing or this idea. So how important was that for you as personally and just professionally?
So I had somebody ask me one time, they said, if you could go back in your life and you could change anything in your life, would you? And my first response was, oh, absolutely. I'd get rid of all the bad. I'd only take the good. And yeah, I mean, let's get rid of all that crap. And then I got to thinking about it and I re-answered that question. And I said, no, I wouldn't change a thing. Because everything that's happened to me in my past, good, bad, and ugly, has made me who I am today. And I like who I am today. And you know what? Had I not failed, had I not gone through the struggles that I had gone through, there's no way I would be where I am right now. And so my past, even though I failed, has made me who I am today. And remember this, is just because you fail does not make you a failure.
Mm.
Not getting up when you fail makes you a failure. So get your butt up and keep moving forward.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're a coach for sure. Seriously, I need you in my life. That's amazing. Like,
there's that inspiration I was just talking about, right?
Incredibly inspirational, seriously.
Marvin, you're gonna be on stage at SEC. Yes, sir. Can you give us a little preview about what you're gonna talk about?
Yeah, so I'm super excited. I was just talking with Lisa about this Monday, I think it was.
Perfect.
I think I'm going to be talking about mergers and acquisitions.
Nice.
And,
that's a fun topic.
Oh, man, I love it. I love that topic. So in my lifetime, I've done about 24, 25 buyouts, something like that.
That's
and,
a ton.
And then I've also helped negotiate on behalf of others quite a few more. And for me, it's the thrill of the chase and the going back and forth. And, you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm kind of like Gary Vee. I like to go to the garage sales and haggle and
it's
fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk with people and, you know, what's your bottom dollar? What's the best you can do? And they come back to me, well, why don't you give me a number? Well, you know what? I can't buy it from you and sell it. I'm going to need you to give me a number to start with because, you know, going into it, I may be thinking their business is worth this much, but they're really wanting this much up here. And if we're this far apart, chances are we're never going to find middle ground. But if they can give me a number to start with and I can reasonably get close to there, you know what? We're going to come up with a good deal. Because ultimately, when I go in and I buy somebody out, I want it to be win-win.
Yeah.
I don't want them to come back and, you know, have seller's remorse or anything like that. Matter of fact, I've done negotiations. I've got all the way to the buying table and they've walked away and they said, you know what? I'm just not comfortable with it. Hey, thank you for saying something now rather than coming back later. You know, I was in negotiations with a cleaning company for a very long time and they came back and they said, you know what? I'm just not comfortable with it. I was like, hey, no hard feelings. If you need any help going forward, just give me a shout. Let me know. I'll help you however I can. But I'd rather them tell me now than come back and resent me later and make you know, them thinking that I took advantage of them. You know, I want this to be a win-win. Ultimately, I want to be a dream maker and help you accomplish your goals in life. And if you're ready to retire, if you're frustrated, if you're, let me solve your problem. Let me help you. Help me help you.
I
want to help people out. And, you know, I really do love the mergers and acquisition space. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great way to grow and to grow really fast.
Yeah. You've got my gears turning with it. So, let me ask you this question. So you're talking about mergers and acquisitions. I think some business owners think that process stops after you buy the company.
No, that's when it started.
Okay. I wanted to get it out there. I thought that was going to be your answer, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, because a lot of times, you know, it's like with anything. You go buy a used car and they're gonna shine it up and they're going right. to, you know, they'll put a mechanic in a bottle in the engine to make it sound good. And then you buy it and then you realize, oh, it really does leak oil. Or, really do squeak and you know you're all excited, you're caught up in the emotions of it at the moment, you don't necessarily notice all the flaws, but then when you sign that paperwork, that's your baby, you walk home and it's yours, good, bad, or ugly. And you know, I bought a multi-million dollar landscape company one time, and you know, we get into it, and you know, in the negotiations he had told me about the CRM they were using. He even showed me, you know, showed it to me and all this other stuff. We get into it and realize that it was basically a database holder. And when it really got down to it, he was running a multi-million dollar landscape company on pen and paper.
Wow.
And then the real work began of dragging them into the 20th century, not even the 21st century. I'm just trying to get them to use some sort of database. And, you know, okay, let's get with computers here and let's start moving things and making the process a little bit faster so that we can better help the clientele. And, you know, a lot of times that's what happens is you get into it and you realize that maybe it wasn't as good looking as I thought it was initially, but got to make the best of it. It's here. It's mine. I'm moving forward.
That's impressive on pen and paper, but then you think how much more
I was just thinking about that.
Could it have been with?
But you would be surprised at how many large companies out there still run on Excel spreadsheets and QuickBooks, and that's it.
Is it a fear of like the transition of technology?
Most of them, nothing against that generation, but most of them are baby boomers.
Right.
And they really don't like technology. It's always worked doing it on pen and paper.
Right.
Why change it?
Right.
And, you know, what they don't realize is that a lot of times, or maybe they do realize it, and it's just the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And how to move everything. Because, you know what, it's a daunting task.
Absolutely.
Getting everything into a database, moving it into a CRM, and then moving forward with it. It's cumbersome. And, you know, it's working. It's good enough. And so why tackle it? Why throw a wrench in it if it's working? And that happens a lot. And so they're like, you know what? It's working good enough. I'm not going to mess with it. When I sell it, they can do with it what they want.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So if I'm a business owner, maybe, you know, I've got some success, and I really want to grow. Well, I don't want to bury the lead here. What are the pros and cons of acquisitions and mergers? So as a small business, why might I look to that? And what different types of ways could I do that to benefit myself?
So I'll tell you this, mergers and acquisitions is expensive because you are buying the most expensive commodity on earth, and that's time. Mm-hmm. Because if you grow organically, and I say organically through, you know, traditional advertising, through your just Google ads, Facebook ads, whatever, and you're growing slow, you know, you typically are growing with no debt. You're typically, you know, it's a much slower process, which is great because it can really set you up with, you know, as a very stable business, but it's slow. And you know what? I'm like Ricky Bobby. I want to move fast. And, you know, the way that I look at it is if I can spend the money and I can buy years of my life by buying somebody else's time, then why not leapfrog myself forward in time years? Because you know what? I'm only going to be here on earth for so many years. I only have so much time on this earth, and I want to build a legacy so that I can leave generational wealth behind. And I know that there's no way for me to do that, at least with the services that I'm offering, if I'm doing it slow. Yes, I'll build a good business. Yes, I'll build something that I can sell one day, but I won't be able to leave generational wealth. I don't not only want to take care of my family, but I want to take care of my kids and my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can do that is through moving forward fast. And so I'm buying other people's time, and it leapfrogs me forward years into the future because I'm buying the decades that they've spent building their business, and then it shoots me forward into the future faster.
That's a really awesome perspective.
I love that perspective. I was actually reading an article on LinkedIn a few weeks ago about time. And that was something someone said is like how time is our most valuable commodity. And how we use it. So I love that perspective as well.
Yeah. 'Cause I think a lot of business owners think like, oh, an acquisition is like a fast track to success.
Yeah.
But like what goes into it that makes it that fast track? Why is that something that can catapult you?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a bad deal, can it set you back? Like,
oh, absolutely. Bad deals bankrupt companies all the time. So, I mean, the dollars have to make sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I bought out a company one time that it cost me $250,000. Mm-hmm. We ended up shutting it down within 6 months because it was a bad deal. And I knew it, but I was emotionally bought into the purchase. And I went ahead and moved forward anyway. And I should have walked away from the table. I knew it, but I didn't. And it ended up costing me $250,000. Mm. So yeah, absolutely. Bad deals sink ships all the time. And so you have to do your due diligence. You have to make sure that the numbers are legit, that they really are making money.
Right.
And then you can buy the business and keep moving forward. Yeah.
So emotion should have no say in those decisions.
No.
All right.
No. The facts are the facts.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
If they give you a legit set of books, the numbers don't lie. And, you know, it either is profitable or it's not. And, you know, if it's profitable, that's great. Now, that being said, there's different reasons to buy a business, mm-hmm. Are you looking for talent? Are you looking for contracts? Are you looking for, sometimes you're buying debt and you mm-hmm. want debt and you're trying to, offset because you've been so incredibly performing with your business doing crazy good. You need to offset it by buying a company that has a ton of debt.
Interesting.
Not a strategy I'd go for. I'd rather just pay the tax. That being said, there's a bunch of different strategies mm-hmm. As far as why you're buying a company. My biggest strategy, I'm trying to move forward. I want that client list. I want that book of business. And I want to leapfrog forward. Obviously, it's great that it's going to come with clientele. It's going to come with employees. It's going to come with management staff. All of that stuff that's going to help me to move forward faster.
That's super cool. I don't want you to give away all the secrets. Right. I want people to have a reason to go see you at SEC, but I could sit here all day.
Seriously.
Let me ask you this question. So obviously you built an incredible business. You said you did 25 acquisitions or mergers
over the years.
Quite a few.
I don't know. I lose count.
So you've got some pretty lofty goals. Just talking about it. What kind of advice might you give people that want to achieve those really, really big goals?
Figure out what your end game is and work backwards from there.
Okay.
Because if you don't know what you're shooting for, you're shooting blindly in the dark.
Right.
And so you need to know what your end goal is. Are you looking to build just a money printing machine? Okay. That's fine. That's great. That's a totally different business strategy than it is if you're just trying to scale fast and, you know, get as high, as fast as you, as big as you can, as fast as you can, and dump it, you know, to private equity. Two different strategies. So either way, they both have to have money. You still have to scale. You still have to move forward. But you need to know what your end goal is and then work backwards from there.
So
if
there was a company that's or a person that has an idea, they're just getting started as a business, and then maybe they're not even in like the service industry and they're listening to this, are these types of people that you would help or that you could coach or
absolutely. I help people all the time.
That's awesome.
All the time. That's why I coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I make more money in my service businesses than I do coaching. I do it because that's what I love to do.
Awesome.
That's the best kind of coach you can hope for is absolutely. One who does it for the love of the game.
Absolutely. Want to see others succeed. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Marvin. So we're really looking forward to seeing you take the stage at SEC.
I'm super pumped.
It's going to be super fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of stuff. So not only have we got you, we've got a bunch of other guests lined up. So if you're still here, I'll shout out some of the other people we're going to have on stage. So we're going to have the wonderful, amazing Marvin Salcido. We're also going to have Brandon Dawson. He's going to be coming over from Cardone Ventures, scaling turnaround expert, serial entrepreneur, real estate investor. Debbie Sardone, pretty big name in the cleaning space, is America's top business consultant and entrepreneur. Betsy Allen Manning, she's a leader and speaker for corporate culture. She's been featured on Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC. She's done some TED Talks. Jonathan Porter Wisman, author of The Sales Boss. Julie Vina, lead master advisor from CEO Warrior, who we just signed into Academy, I'm super excited for. Naylor Taliaferro, owner of Lawn Care Rookie YouTube channel. We've also done some podcasts with him in the past. I think we're also shooting to do a podcast at SEC with him. Cool. So that'll be super cool. So if you're there, you're around, pop in, say hey. We'll also have Jonathan Potoshnik, Lawn Care Millionaire, co-founder Service Autopilot, pretty big name in our world personally. So that'll be super cool. We've also got some other guests and stuff from Service Autopilot and Field Edge. They're going to have a lot of really, really cool stuff to share. Cool. But yeah, I'm pumped.
Awesome.
It's looking super cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm actually going to get to speak this year too on about snow. So
what? We'll see. I didn't know you were speaking this year, Becca.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. So I'm also a trainer over here at Service Autopilot. So I'll be training. I'll be teaching a little spot on snow since that's approaching what business is. But I have to ask, because every year everyone talks about the after party. I've never been to an after party, but Marvin, I know you've been. What is that like for those listening and might be interested in attending that as well?
There's a lot of drinking. I don't drink, but I go to hang out and have fun. But no, it's a great time just to get together and hang out. And if you've already been hanging out with some of your friends at the conference, it's one more last hurrah to just get to see everybody cut loose for a little bit and, you know, kind of shake off all that stress before you jump back in and dive into your business and just really push it forward.
Nice.
It's a ton of fun.
Awesome.
I'm sure we could sneak in somehow, Becca. Like we'll get Marvin a trench coat and
I'll probably be ready for bed by 10 p.m. I feel like the older I've gotten, I'm just like, let's just go to bed. It's 10 now.
Just show up at the door and be like, I'm with the band,
y'all.
Yeah.
Just bring like some microphone cords and stuff and just be like, they'll let you.
Yeah, do that and a high-vis vest, you're in.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Well, Marvin, hey, man, thank you so much for coming on here to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm looking super forward to seeing what you're talking about at SEC. We got the appetizer, so the main course is coming up next month.
Oh yeah,
is it next month?
Yes. Yep.
Oh man, wow. Oh man, we're cruising.
It's almost holy crap! There. We're already halfway through this month, almost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. November 9th to 11th in Plano, Texas. Again, guys, you can get your tickets at serviceedgeconference.com. Wherever you're listening to it, I'm sure we'll have that in the show notes. We'll try to make it easy for you, but. Yeah, Marvin, thank you so much for coming on. If people want to learn more about you, your business, speaking engagements, we know they can find you at SEC, but where might they look online to find you?
Hit me up on Google or Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. It's at Marvin Salcedo on both of those platforms. I'm pretty easy to find. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, perfect.
Also, folks, please don't forget to grab your tickets while you can for the conference. It's going to go to serviceedgeconference.com. You do not want to miss it. We have a lot, great lineup of speakers. And again, get a ticket to the after party. Unwind, have fun after all of that learning and networking. And thank you so much for listening to the Profit Roadmap. Remember, you can listen to this show on all major streaming platforms, including Apple, YouTube, Spotify, and more. Be sure to visit our show notes at serviceautopilot.com/podcast to get the links to all topics discussed in this show. And if you have any questions, recommendations, or you want to be in the show, email us at profitroadmap@exploretechnologies.com. That is spelled XPLOR. If you enjoyed today's show, please tell a friend.